You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Tove Jansson was a much-loved writer and illustrator, and not just in her native Finland. In a series of children's books and comic strips, she created the Moomins, a race of peaceable forest-dwelling creatures that look like a cross between bears and hippopotami and act like humans. But she's less well-known for her works of adult fiction. One of those novels, Fair Play, is the somewhat autobiographical story of two women artists living on an island. Thomas Teal has translated it into English, and it's published now by New York Review Books, and he joins us along with Sophia. Now, I'm going to say Jansson or Jansson in your case.
Well, it depends on if you're saying it in Finnish or in English. Jansson is fine.
Sophia Jansson is the niece of Tove Jansson. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
So you said, she lived in Finland, but where did she live in Finland and when?
Well, you mentioned she lived on an island, which is true. She did live on an island, but only in the summertime, though her summers were quite long from May till the end of September. But then she lived in Helsinki in the wintertime.
But she wrote it in Swedish.
Yeah, she wrote it. She belonged to a Swedish-speaking minority in Finland, so her native language was Swedish.
And are there many Swedish speakers in Finland?
Fewer and fewer. I think Finland's population is about just over 5 million, and there are only about 300,000 speaking Swedish as their mother tongue.
So I would assume, Thomas, that she had to rely on Sweden for most of her readership. Were her books popular in Sweden?
Oh, yes, very popular. The Moomin Troll books were popular all over the world. Well, at least with the possible exception of the United States. They never really caught on here for some reason. They exist here. They're in children's bookstores. But they were hugely popular in Europe and in Japan. There are still large busloads of Japanese tourists that come to Finland to see the places where Tove Jansson lived.
Well, how successful was she as a writer of adult fiction? Is this the first time that Fair Play has been translated into English?
Oh, yes. In fact, very few of her adult books have been translated into English. I translated one of them, the summer book, about 40 years ago. And it did reasonably well here. It was published by Pantheon. And then just about, 7-8 years ago, it was picked up by a publisher in the UK and reissued. And I discovered it kind of by accident when I was in Finland that this book had come out anew.
Well, when I think of Finland and Sweden, I think of films usually, not fiction. Is it because we just don't translate from the Swedish?
Well, a lot of books get translated from Swedish, but not very many in compared to those translated from Spanish or French or German. It's, after all, a small culture. Sweden has a population of about 9 million people. When you add the Finnish-speaking Finns, you're still about 9 million. I don't know for sure, but I would guess there are probably 10 or 12 books translated every year from Swedish.
Fair Play doesn't have a conventional novelistic structure. It's a series of unconnected incidents in the lives of these two women who are living together on an island. And it doesn't even say in Finland. Can we say there's a plot?
The plot is really a book about work and love. Tove Jansson, from the time she was quite young, took as her personal motto, labora et amare, work and love. It doesn't really have a plot. It is about these two women and the kind of balance between them. They sort of fall out of balance. They argue. Their work assumes greater and lesser importance in relative to the other one, but then it always comes back into balance again.
But it's really about the writing and the details. not whether there's a mystery or whether we're working towards some giant climax.
That's true.
Sophia, do Mari and Yona, the two women here, resemble your aunt and her companion, the artist Tuulikki Pietilä?
I
pronounced the Finnish name okay.
Yeah, Pietilä. I think they do to an extent. I think she's obviously used situations from reality, from her own life, as inspiration for these stories and sort of created a set of stories about a couple of artists not unlike her own relationship to Tuuti. But having said that, of course, this is fiction.
Well, Tove's middle name was Marika, and the character's name is Marie, so you would assume she was sending out some kind of hint there. The two women have been together a long time, but their relationship isn't spelled out. Should we assume that it's a lesbian relationship?
I think Tove, in general, the way she wrote, she did leave a lot of sort of open-ended questions, and I think, again, in this book, it's very much up to the reader to decide what the actual relationship is between Mari and Yona in the book. They are two adults, both artists, sharing lots of things in their life together. And I think that is probably as far as Tuve wants to go.
Well, her publisher maintained that she lived alone. But we do think of Scandinavia as a place of sexual tolerance. Would it really have been all that shocking if a book had been about two women, or it was revealed that two women lived together?
It was shocking enough that a lot of the initial reviewers of this book interpreted the book as the two characters as two sides of the same person. Mm-hmm. And that may simply have been a way of avoiding getting into the whole question
of
lesbianism.
It sounds like Hermann Hesse rather than Tove Jansson.
Hermann Hesse was a great influence on Tove Jansson, by the way. Steppenwolf was one of the books she most admired.
So maybe there is something to that. It seems that Mari and Yona's relationship owes its success to their ability to give each other a lot of space. They even have separate apartments in the same building. Did they have a similar arrangement?
In fact, they did, actually. In real life, they both had their own two studios, and they did actually not live together. They lived in their separate studios, but they shared their work. I think they used each other as sparring partners for their work.
Now, Thomas, how would you describe Jansson's style? Is this a style that presents any special challenges for a translator?
Her style is very straightforward, but it is full of nuance and ambiguity. And ambiguity is tough for a translator because if you don't understand what the author is really trying to do, it's hard to convey the same ambiguity in a different language. When she was alive,
isn't all that long ago. She died 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But this book I translated after her death.
Mm-hmm. When so you couldn't consult with her.
No, I couldn't, but I did consult with her a great deal when I did the summer book 40 years ago, and I discovered at that time that she was a very careful writer. I, as a translator, have often, very often, had the experience of showing a passage to the author and saying, what did you mean by this? And the author reading it and saying, I can't imagine. This doesn't seem to make any sense at all. From which you have to conclude that this is a writer who's throwing down words very carelessly. That was not the case with Tove Jansson. So that when I, in translating Fair Play or The True Deceiver, which NYRB has also recently published, I had to assume that if there was something I didn't quite understand or it seemed ambiguous or just suggestive to me, that it was intended exactly as she wrote it. And that limits my freedom in translating it, but sometimes it makes it easier as well.
Well, Swedish is a Germanic language and similar in structure to English. Does that make it easier to translate than some other languages?
Perhaps. Yeah, I think.
Because sometimes when I'm seeing a Swedish film, I kind of know what they're saying simply because there are so many words that are similar.
The grammar is very similar. The vocabulary is similar. In fact, there are very maybe I'm going too far, but I think there are probably very few words in Swedish that aren't either closely related to the German word for the same thing or the English word for the same thing.
Tove Jansson was also a painter. What was her work like? Was it different from her book illustrations?
Well, actually, she trained as a painter and as a decorative painter and an illustrator. So early on in her life, she definitely considered herself foremost a pictorial artist, and only later, because she became famous as a result of the Moomin books, she came to be more famous as a writer. Her paintings were, to begin with, mostly figurative, and then she did have an abstract period in the 60s, but I think she was most comfortable with being figurative.
And she wrote most of these works of fiction for adults a long time ago, didn't she? I mean, if you were translating the Summer Book 40 years ago, it was published more than 40 years ago. It does have a little girl character named Sophia, but I would think that would have been written before you were born, Sophia.
No, I think it was written in 1970, I believe. In fact,
I think 71 was the initial.
Yeah, the Summer Book also has an old grandmother, and it really was a homage to Tuve's mother. The whole book, in many senses.
How close were you to her?
Well, considering the age difference, of course, different. But yes, we spent summers together on these islands that you have mentioned every single summer. And my father worked very closely with Tove. So, of course, I as a child, I spent a lot of time with her and Tuti as well.
And you control the rights of the Moomin characters? There's a lot of merchandise in Scandinavia, isn't there, Moomin merchandise?
Yeah, it's actually become quite a big business these days.
And why do you think it's taken off in Japan, of all countries?
Yeah, that is an interesting question. One of the reasons is that the Moomin books quite early were translated into Japanese, and so they were available there and then picked up by a Japanese television station for one of the very first animation projects that they did.
Finn Family Moomin Troll is a light-hearted story, although one character reads a book called The Uselessness of Everything. And in the later Moomin books, the stories sometimes get a little dark. You think that's part of their appeal?
I would guess that that's part of their appeal to children. I think children sort of like dark things. But as the Moomin Troll series continued, I think Tove was thinking more and more of adults, and she was clearly thinking more and more of writing exclusively for adults. And at about the same time she was winding up the Moomin Troll series, she started writing the so-called adult novels. In fact, there are one or two of the Moomin Troll books that were really meant as much for adults as for children.
In Fair Play, Mari has a temporary obsession with visiting cemeteries when the two women travel, but not at home. This is a work of her older age. Do you think she was thinking about her mortality?
Oh, probably, although I don't think mortality was a preoccupation of hers.
I've sort of never thought of her as a person very, very preoccupied with mortality, though having said that, of course, for example, the Summer Book is a lot about death also, about the grandmother and her, you know, becoming old and dying soon. The cemetery story is actually a fictional story that's been turned around. It was actually in real life. It was Tuti that was quite fascinated with cemeteries, and they used to go and visit them. Just, I think, because cemeteries can be incredibly beautiful. The gravestones and stuff are pieces of art sometimes, and I think that was more the motivation.
What was your aunt's attitude toward her huge success as the author of the Moomin books? Did she feel trapped because she knew she was going to have to write more?
I think so. Towards the end, yes, of the Moomin book series. I think in the beginning, of course, fame was welcome. It meant a steady income for an artist, which was which was quite important. But yes, the Moomin books and the whole series of the books took on a magnitude of that was unexpected to her. I mean, they became so much more popular than she had expected, so it became quite difficult with the years, yeah.
Tove Jansson lived from 1914 to 2001. Her last novel was Fair Play, which has been translated from the Swedish by Thomas Thiel, who also translated The Summer Book and The True Deceiver.
And a book called Sun City. And I might add, I'm working on two collections of short stories by her at the moment.
And what's the response so far? Do non-Swedish audiences, has this gotten any reviews yet?
Oh, in England. It was published in England, two or three years ago.
Yes.
And where it had very positive reviews and has sold very briskly. And the same was true of The True Deceiver.
And now it's available by New York Review Books. My great thanks to the translator, Thomas Thiel, and to Sophia Jansson, niece of the author, Tove Jansson, for coming by to talk about Fair Play. Thank you so much.
Thank you.